You know, we've been getting the fluoride in our water and at the dentist in our toothpaste for years and years. I remember when I was a kid, I must have been 9, 10 years old. Dentists used to come to our school, and you know, our parents would sign this fluoridation form, and they'd take us out of class for an hour, and they'd spray us with this horrible tasting fluoride. I mean, it was awful, and it wasn't just in the toothpaste. I mean, they were just putting it on us and scrubbing it in and everything. And I'm seeing this, and I'm saying, is this stuff safe or not? So I wanted to make sure that we had someone like you who could talk with us about it, because, and as I introduced, we've got on one hand the Surgeon General saying, hey, everything's great and this is great stuff, and then I've got all these other doctors who are saying this stuff's dangerous. What's going on here?
Well, it's one of those other things in life, and there's a whole lot of them in medicine, where it's an idea. You know, doctors get an idea about preventive medicine, and they get to be enthusiastic about it because they see some little data that shows that something might work. And then they use it, as you say, you start drowning in it, and they use it in every possible way. I mean, I think fluoride is one of those. It's one of those things like mercury. It's a toxic poison. It's a rat poison. I mean, that's what fluoride used to be used for. It is still used for. It's a rat poison.
Oh my God.
And it's one of those chemicals that has a superficial effect, but actually has a lot of dangers. And I think doctors have only seen some initial data, some initial evidence demonstrating that it has a positive effect, and have used that to go completely hog wild with it, to put it in the water, to put it in dental products. The fact is we're drowning in fluoride now in every possible way.
How could the Surgeon General of the United States come out with a report in May of 2000, it says Oral Health in America, where he just seems to be jumping up and down about fluoride, talking about 50 of the largest cities in the country, 43 of them have fluoridation in the public water system. I mean, he seems ecstatic with it. And then we have other doctors who say this stuff's not any good for you. I don't understand.
I think the current doctors who are looking at this are forward-thinking, and they've actually looked at the data. And the data shows that fluoride doesn't work. That's the thing that's so amazing about it. I think, you know, for people like the Surgeon General and for the government agencies over in England, they do the same thing, because we don't have a lot of fluoridated water in England, but they're starting to, they've just gone through a whole bunch of government reports saying that they want to go ahead with it. And the reason being, they see dental decay in poorer areas of America or England. And they think the simple way to do it is to just pour it in the water. And that will take care of kids who have bad decay. Rather than educating their parents about how to prevent tooth decay, they use a broad brush approach by just putting in the water and thinking that this will sort the problem. And as I say, the bottom line is no good studies demonstrate that fluoride actually prevents tooth decay, and many of the good studies there show that fluoride causes harm to teeth and causes them to become more brittle, as well as many, many other things to the body.
I hope and I think that there are some toothpastes now that sell themselves without fluoride in it. Is that true?
There's loads of them. I mean, there's Tom's of Maine. There's many, many types in the health, Walita, many types in any kind of health food shop that indicate that they have no fluoride in them.
Well, that's finally a good thing. Now, is it also a possibility that a little bit doesn't hurt you and does do what it's supposed to do, or is that not the case?
Well, I mean, the evidence always has been that you need to have up to 2 parts per million in the water, for instance. But they're finding that even tiny amounts and tiny amounts in toothpaste can cause mottled teeth and illnesses like osteoporosis at very, very low levels. And then you have the cumulative effect of fluoride on the rest of the body. I think that the biggest and scariest problem here, George, is that this is a bioaccumulator. Fluoride doesn't just go in and get excreted. It sits in your body. So if you're taking it in toothpaste And in food, it's in loads of food. There's hidden sources.
What does it do for food?
Well, it's in food naturally. It's in apples and tea. It's in bottled water. It's in medicine. Fluoride's in many over-the-counter and prescribed medicines like Prozac. It's in vaccines. It's in most commercial toothpaste. It's in most tooth hygiene products. It's even in dental floss. It's in pesticides and fertilizers. And you've got it in fuels and auto exhausts. So if you're in heavy traffic, you're getting fluoride. And many, even health foods can contain fluoride. So as I say, there's, the wind releases annually in the air something like 155,000 tons of fluoride. And this, people are ingesting it. We're inhaling it. In fish, it's in fish. Canned beverages, soft drinks, can cause fluoride to leach out. So we've got, we've got it from all kinds of directions. So when you add it on top of that in the water and in toothpaste and dental hygiene products, you can see how easy it is for people to be absolutely overwhelmed with the stuff.
What kind of an industry is the production of fluoride by, I guess, chemical companies?
Yeah, I mean, since the Second World War, they've used organic and inorganic fluoride compounds in industry, and it's really burgeoned. And so has, as a result of that, so has fluoride pollution from this stuff.